Kristen Cumming is the principal consultant of Cantos Performance Management in Edmonton, and she's one of the keynote speakers for the Women in the North Conference coming up in April and May, and she joins us on the line. Kristen, thank you very much for joining us today. First of all, just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I may, please. Comments on the fact that you are speaking, you're one of the keynote speakers in said conference.
Yeah, I sure am, and I'm so excited to get up there. There's a couple of things about this conference that I'm so excited about. First off, great to gather together. I think as we come out of COVID, every opportunity to hang out together and learn together is tremendous. Second, to do that with a group of amazing women, I can't imagine a better experience. The energy in that room is going to be amazing.
How do you think the response is going to be, not only from them, but from you as well, in the sense that, we're saying here on the radio station, calling all women entrepreneurs?
You know, it's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because maybe, when we think about entrepreneurs, when we think about the word business person, we might often call to mind men. But women are opening businesses, and women are opening sustaining, like, businesses that sustain and are meaningful and make contributions to communities, and they run them in a way that I think is really important to pay attention to. Getting this group of people in the room together and having them share their wisdom and their insights is going to be great. Every person who comes to that conference is going to leave with so much more than they came in with.
What are you speaking about in the conference?
Well, I'm talking about different generations in the workplace. And so my talk is kind of fantastic. I get to start kind of in the mid, 1940s, if you will, and talk about how our world of work has changed and shifted. And women are such a pivotal influence in the way our world of work has emerged over the last, let's say, 75 years. Women have made their mark in the workplace and in the labor market. And I don't know that we always sit down and take a look at it through that lens. And this conversation will be fantastic because we'll be able to extract all sorts of themes and ideas about how work has shifted and changed, business ownership has shifted and changed, entrepreneurship has shifted and changed. But we'll also speak very specifically about these five communities and what the labor market looks like there and how women are making their mark on those economies.
The five different communities that are playing in the Women in the North Conference, Fairview, Spirit River, Valley View, Manning, and Peace River, all bring a different, set of experiences, I guess, for lack of a better term, to the table. How key is it for somebody like you to bring those experiences to the different experiences that is the different jurisdictions?
Well, yeah, that's the cool thing that I get to do. I get to create story out of the numbers. And so I dive into the demographic profiles of each of those communities and try to extract some meaning out of that. And so that the conference then isn't about kind of some generic space. It's about those real communities, those real economies, and what shows up for those entrepreneurs in those spaces. And so that's I think, my favorite part of this kind of work is the opportunity to dive into all the data and extract as much meaning as possible and then get into a conversation with people who live and work in those communities to figure out how they can help those communities to thrive.
On a lighter note, I guess I should ask, how much more fun is this going to be for you, especially since we get to, since you get to experience the road trip?
Oh, it's so great to be back on the road. I was so excited. Over COVID, there was still lots of amazing ways to connect with people, but there's no substitute for being in the room and feeling the dynamic energy when a crowd of people comes together with a single goal, right, to learn together and to share expertise together. So I'm so very happy. I love this province. I love every corner of this province, and every chance I get to get up into the north, I'm so happy to do it because it's just one of the most beautiful spaces on earth, and I don't think people all know about it. And so it feels a little bit, a little selfish, but I really enjoy my time, even on the highway driving up there.
I guess a little bit on a personal note here, Kristen, may I ask what your initial reaction was when you got the call to say, hey, can we have you speak at the conference?
Oh, my first reaction was a resounding yes. I've had a chance to work with the group that has hosted the Women in the North Conference in the past, and this has been you know, you have those days where you show up for work and you know exactly what the purpose of the event is. And that's what I think this event offers me, is it's got such clear and elevated purpose. Like, we are in that room to make such a positive, powerful difference in the lives of all sorts of people who live in the communities, but particularly the entrepreneurs and the women in the room. So I zero hesitation. I'm a two thumbs up yes to this one.
How much are you looking forward to this coming up? It starts pretty quick, April the 5th in Fairview. So
yeah.
How much are you looking for?
I'm so looking forward to it. And it's nice. Like, Fairview kicks us off, and it'll set the tone and kind of the context. We can carry learnings forward, obviously, from Fairview into the others. But Fairview is going to be that place where we kind of ignite that spark, and hopefully all those positive vibes kind of vibrate through all of the other engagements as well.
Kristen Cumming is the principal consultant with Cantos Performance Management in Edmonton. She's one of the speakers in the Women in the North Conference coming up in April and May. Kristen, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support.